This is Angela Agronoff with My Refresh Soul. And today I wanted to share with you some ideas on how to be successful with weight loss by eliminating soda. So I have to admit, soda is one of my weakest points. I love the bubbly pick-me-up and sometimes even the taste. And I've been able to cut out soda in the past, but it keeps creeping back in. And in writing about how to be successful with that is really more of a note to self, for myself. And I know that I have been tapping on this for a little while, and I really have seen a significant decrease in the cravings for it. So I want to share with you some information that I have found and do some tapping to help you with this process. So here are some quick facts that will help us to get a better picture of soda. So research studies shows that diet soda can cause a decline in kidney function. It can cause an increase in the risk of diabetes. The artificial coloring is linked to cancer in many organs, ammonia being one of the ingredients. Soda can really change our metabolism, and drinking more than one a day increases our risk for heart disease. Now, I know there's many, many more, but these are just some facts that came from an article, The Food Revolution, 22 Ways Drinking Soda is Bad for Your Health. And sometimes it can help us to hear the facts and to absorb that and to understand, you know, this really isn't good for me, even though I crave it and it's yummy, it really isn't good for me. So thinking about that list above, how does that make you feel? What pictures or visions come to mind for you? So is the caffeine more important to us than, you know, and overlook the side effects? Do the positives outweigh the negatives on that list that I shared with you? So there are many alternatives to drinking soda, but I would like to do some tapping with you on drinking soda. So if you could picture in your mind drinking your favorite drink, what's your favorite glass you like to use, or bottle, or just picture yourself drinking that drink, and let's get a rating from 0 to 10 on how you feel about that. 0 being, you know what, you feel good about drinking soda, you know, even though you know what the risks could be, you're good with that. Or 10 being, it's really frustrating and upsetting that you can't quit this habit that you really don't want anymore. So you have that picture in your mind and you have your rating. And I want you to keep that picture in your mind as we go through this tapping sequence. And we are going to tap on eliminating soda. So go ahead and take it to that karate chop point. And I'm going to create an affirmation and just start tapping on that karate chop. Even though I love drinking soda pop, and even though I know it's unhealthy, I love and accept myself anyways. Even though I like the carbonation and the caffeine that picks me up, I love and accept myself anyways. Even though I like drinking soda, I love and accept myself anyways. Go ahead to the eyebrow. I like the pick-me-up I get from the soda and the caffeine. Side of the eye, it's like a treat for me. Under the eye, but I'm learning more and more how bad it is for me. Under the nose, I struggle because I feel like I need it. Chin, But I know I won't get healthy if I keep drinking it. Collarbone, I'm kidding myself to think that I can lose weight and keep drinking soda. Underarm, what about diet soda? I wish I could drink that instead. Top of head, but the chemicals in diet soda are just as bad. Eyebrow, whether I drink regular or diet soda, both are not healthy for me. Side of eye, I want to find an alternative drink that tastes good and picks me up. Under eye, something I look forward to and is healthy for me. Under nose, if I pick drinks that are yummy and healthy, I won't feel deprived. Chin, I will feel better than drinking the poison that's in the soda. Collarbone, I am letting go of my soda habit. Underarm, I am letting go of this soda habit. Top of head, I am finally letting go of my soda habit. Take a deep breath. Now check that rating again from 0 to 10 and see if you've moved on that scale a little bit. And you may still feel, well, I'm at a 5 or a 6, or maybe still feeling a little trapped by drinking soda. You can do another round, change up the wording to fit you a little bit better, making it more personal. And if you're consistent with this tapping, just like in my case where I see my temptation of stopping at the gas station to get a refill has left me, because this tapping has really helped me to see that that is not a habit that is serving me well. You too, over time, can see these changes in helping with eliminating soda from your diet. So keep tapping, and before you know it, you will enjoy other drinks and won't even remember why you liked soda to begin with. So until next time, this is Angela with My Refreshed Soul.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.